Thanks, Andy. Hello, and welcome to the Beacon Group's Noon Step Meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Desiree, and I am an alcoholic. In an effort to lessen distraction to others and to respect our speakers, you will not be able to unmute yourself during the meeting. Let's start this meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. AA Preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous and all are welcome to attend, but we ask that only alcoholics participate. If you are new to AA or new to the Beacon Group, we strongly recommend home group membership and sponsorship. If you are new or not so new and looking for a sponsor, please put your name and number in the chat. If you have worked all 12 steps as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, have had a spiritual experience, awakening, and are willing to sponsor, please also put your name and number in the chat. The chat will remain open during the meeting except while the speaker is sharing. Also in the chat, you will find our AA quote of the day. The quote source will always be from AA literature. Our speaker will share for 30 minutes on the step of the day, which I will time. Then we split into breakout rooms for small group discussions. Each group has a moderator who will divide the time equally and invite each person to share. Questions are encouraged during the sharing part of the meeting. When you share, please be sure your environment is quiet and free of distractions. Breakout room discussions end at 12:54, followed by day counts, announcements, and the Lord's Prayer. And I have asked Sunny to read the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sunny. Excuse me, and I am an alcoholic. The 12 steps. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you so much, Sunny. Today we will hear a talk on step 11. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. It looks like our speaker is unable to join us. So we had Les from Glendora, California speaking, but he's unable to get on. So I'm not sure.
So Desiree, if potentially we could stay in California, and if Bill N from the Harbor Group, would you be interested in stepping in for 20 minutes on step 11? Yeah, actually 30 minutes, I'm sorry.
30, yeah.
30 minutes, you got 30 minutes on step 11. That is awesome. Wow. All right, you're unmuted, and Desiree, you can introduce Bill. Thank you.
Bill, thank you so much for stepping in. I really appreciate that. So today we will hear a talk on step 11 from Bill N. From Santa Barbara, California. Bill, thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bill. I'm alcoholic, and I have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body through taking the first nine steps, and I'm living in the spiritual disciplines of 10, 11, and 12. I have one home group. That means I have one voice and one vote. It's the Harbor Group in Santa Barbara, California. We meet at 6:45 every morning. I am the general service representative for my home group. That means I'm the liaison between the area, the district, and AA as a whole. And if you all don't know, the General Service Conference is coming up on the 21st to the 26th of this month. And there are a lot of very controversial topics. There's 150 some odd agenda items, and there's a bunch of them that are really, really. I also am the secretary of a Monday morning Big Book workshop. I will put information in the chat later on if anybody interested in a Big Book workshop. I have a sponsor. I'm sponsorable today. I listen to what my sponsor has to say, and I'm very fortunate that I get to play golf with my sponsor every Wednesday, and then I get to spend 2 hours with him every Monday going through literature, whether it's history books, the traditions, the concepts. I'm constantly in AA literature. I'm working with other men in recovery and taking them through the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and the literature. So that's enough the stats, get those out of the way. I love the 11th step. For me, and this is just for me, I took the third step 12 years ago. I got into a contractual obligation with the power greater than myself. So I myself do not take the third step every day. I did that 12 years ago. But what I do is I work the 11th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, and specifically the 11th step to improve my conscious contact with this power greater than myself that I got into a contractual obligation with 12 years ago. So for me, the 11th step is really critical. And I love reading the Big Book, and Bill Wilson has me down to a T. Because at the end of the 11th step, here's what it says. We alcoholics are undisciplined. That's me. So we let God discipline us in the simple way we just outlined. Well, what did he just outline? Well, Bill Wilson tells us exactly what to do. He gives us directions on the 11th step. So it talks about prayer and meditation in the 11th step. And the definition of meditation back in 1938 when Bill was writing this is thoughtful contemplation. That Eastern philosophy of meditation didn't get to the United States until mid-1950s. That's that like transcendental meditation where you quiet your mind. Well, this kind of meditation that Bill Wilson is talking about, he uses the word thinking or thought 8 different times. So he actually wants us to think, use our brains. But what I really love about it is he gives us directions for 3 different times during the 24-hour period. And he starts with when I retire at night. So I have my book, and when I retire at night, there are 10 questions that I'm asked to think about. And it basically goes over my day. You know, was I a knucklehead? Was I treating people right? Was I selfish, dishonest, resentful, fearful? You know, kind of like it's kind of a way to look at my day. And actually, if I've done something wrong at 6 o'clock in the morning with my wife, I'm usually doing a 10th step. But the 11th step is when I review the day, and it might be something that I did early in the morning. You know, there's always confusion when I'm in a 10-step meeting and you hear someone say, oh, well, I did my 10-step at the end of the night. Well, that's not what the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous talks about. There's always confusion because the 12 and 12 does give us 4 time frames in the 12 and 12. At night when I retire, semi-annually, and in the spot check inventory. So it does give you a bunch of different ones in the 12 and 12, but I don't know. I have a sponsor that really focuses on the precise instructions in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So we have what we do when we retire at night. We go through the questions. Well, what's the next time frame? It says right here, on awakening, let's think about the 24 hours ahead. Now, it doesn't say think about the week ahead or the month ahead or the year ahead. It says, Bill, let's think about the next 24 hours ahead. What are we doing? We're looking for God to direct our thinking, especially asking that we divorce from self-pity, dishonest, and self-seeking motives. But I actually like that other part on when I retire at night. And this is where, for me, a sponsor comes in, because it says at the end of the paragraph, after we make our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures can be taken. And see, I'm that alcoholic that always thinks I'm right. And it's really important for me to have somebody else help me, like, see the truth. And a lot of times I'll call my sponsor with something that's bothering me. I've got a resentment. Let's just say it's a resentment. And I think I'm right. And I call my sponsor after doing my review, and I'll say, well, Lyle, you know, I'm thinking this happened, that happened, and this happened. And he'll say, He might say something like, Bill, can you tell me exactly what you said? What was your tone of voice, and how did you deliver it? Because he always says it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And a lot of times I can get in trouble saying something to my wife with a little bit of sarcasm. And she knows what that sarcasm is. It's like, I'm right. You know that. I'm right. And a lot of times I have to have somebody else help me with that. And he'll say, I don't know, it sounds like you might have an amends to make tonight before you go to sleep. And so I have this, you know, on awakening. I do it kind of religiously, and I don't go down and make coffee, and I don't go and feed the dogs beforehand, and I don't take the garbage out. This instruction tells me on awakening. So I go by the precise instructions. I do it on awakening. Then there's that other section here on page 87 that says, as we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought and action. We constantly remind ourselves that we are no longer running the show, humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, thy will be done. I love that quick prayer, thy will be done. It just works for me. Then there's the shortest paragraph in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Here it is. It works. It really does. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, that means the 12 steps, they work. Well, this shortest paragraph is in step 11 for a reason. Bill Wilson says, prayer and meditation works. It really does. And I remember early on in my recovery, my sponsor would always ask me, he'd say, well, Bill, how's your step 11 going? He said, I said, oh, man, I had good prayer today, great connection, blah, blah, blah. And he'd say, well, it's prayer and meditation. You're working 11 and a half steps. And then I'd start doing the meditation. And I'd, you know, be all happy and tell him that I'm doing prayer and meditation. He says, you know, Billy, you don't get extra credit for that, okay? This is doing what you're supposed to be doing. I don't know. For me, and I think step 11 is very personal. This prayer and meditation is very personal to everybody. You know, there's a lot of people in this Hollywood Squares here, and everybody has their own version of what step 11 is. So I'm not telling you to change what you're doing. I'm just telling you what this undisciplined alcoholic needs. I need precise instructions, and this book does a beautiful job of doing that. And so I got a call on Sunday night. I have to bring in current stuff to tell you where I am. I got a call from a brother-in-law who told me that his 33-year-old son committed suicide. And this was a kid who 8 years ago, when he was 25, I took him down to a rehab in Dana Point and got him into, you know, to get clean and sober. And he got out, got into a sober house, and they required him to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And he got a sponsor, he did the steps, and he got healthy, and he started working with people, and, you know, got a job, got money, got all the prizes that we get when we get healthy. And after 4 or 4.5 years, he said, I just don't need Alcoholics Anonymous anymore. Like, my life is great. And then he went into this isolation mode. I really, truly believe what Bill Wilson says. He says that my problem is the inability to form true partnerships with a human being. And that's what this kid did. He went back into his shell, no connections with anybody, stopped working. I don't know where money was coming from. Actually, I do. His parents are divorced, and they both enabled. They enabled him. And the bottom line is he called the cops on himself on a Friday night, 5150, that he was going to harm himself. And he went into a psych ward for 2 days. And then they said, it's time to go home after 2 days. And he was supposed to go to his mother's house, and he didn't go to his mother's house. He went to his own apartment and ended up taking his life. And so I'm going up there this weekend. There are 41 other nieces and nephews that are all going to be in the San Francisco area. And this is where the 11th step comes in. Like, I need help because we have never had any suicide in our family. And I don't even know what to say. This is where I'm looking for an intuitive thought. I've really been doing a lot of kind of soul searching, and this is the kind of stuff that will help me when I go up there this weekend. And we're leaving tomorrow, and we'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of questions that everybody has. So I don't know. It's 9:19. You know what I'm going to do? There's one section in the 12 and 12 that I really like on step 11. And I read it the other day, page 80. Here it is, step 11. This is the one I really like. Okay. There is a direct linkage among self-examination, meditation, and prayer. Taken separately, these practices can bring much relief and benefit. But when they are logically related and interwoven, the result is an unshakable foundation for life. That's a pretty powerful statement that my sponsor drilled home to me early in my recovery, suggesting that this 10, 11, and 12 are really critical to my recovery. So I do. I try to live in 10, 11, and 12. And I will have to tell you that I have a father that has 49 years of abstinence. And I say abstinence because I believe he is sicker today than he was 49 years ago. We call that, or I hear in the rooms, an untreated alcoholic. And there's a lot, I can learn a lot of things from a lot of people in Alcoholics Anonymous, things to do and things not to do. And I know that for this alcoholic, I need to be right in the middle of the pack. And I told you all that stuff at the beginning because that's what I need to do to stay sober. I need to be in Alcoholics Anonymous, right in the middle. I need to be working with a sponsor, and I need to be working with other guys. I need to be working with my home group. So for me, it's going to be an interesting weekend to go up there and talk to everybody and see the feelings, the emotions that happened. This came out of nowhere. So I don't know. It's 9:22. I'm running out of steam and I don't want to BS anymore. So I'm going to close it down right now. And Andy, thank you for asking me. And Desiree, thank you